Hello, sports fans. This is Zach Newton coming to you live from the Perry Field House in Bowling Green, Ohio, the biggest shithole this side of the Ohio River.
Indeed, it is cold here. It's all flat ground. There's nowhere good to eat. It's just not an enjoyable place to be.
Just going
to
go ahead and lay this one on you, folks. Fuck Ohio. I'm joined in the booth by Jake Ryle. Jake, what do you think about today's game between DePaul and Western Kentucky?
Well, man, I don't even know why I'm not starting, man. This freaking sucks. I'm the franchise player. They're not starting me. Man, practice. I've been practicing all week. And they're not starting me for this game? It's the biggest game of the season.
Hey, quit your bitching, Ryle. We're trying to call a game here.
One thing that I think is going to play in Western's favor on this one is they do have the four horsemen of the apocalypse, two of which currently benched for some reason.
Yeah, I do believe that...
It's all right. We'll destroy their crops later.
I do believe that war and famine sitting out this particular game, pestilence and death in on the play. Death is actually running around here on the near sideline. He's got hello. Hey, that kid's going to get his ass kicked. He keeps running that game. That's sensitive equipment up here, man. That's mean. I didn't even say anything bad about you yet. So anyway, back to live action.
Zach attack. Almost getting...
Luke Gillum with some
Luke
crafty.
Gillum, taken in the butt.
It is probably not the first time he's experienced that, and it probably won't be the last today, Alex.
No, it will not.
Sports fans, if you hadn't picked up on this, we're calling this game with the enthusiasm that we feel like DePaul plays dodgeball with as excited and maybe a little misguided, and that's awesome.
Josh Wiseman with a good hit there, by the way.
Josh Wiseman in on the kill.
Whoa, a trick throw from DePaul.
Jack Young, pretty big guy. Actually, he's huge. Let's be honest, folks. He's a mountain of a man. I don't know why he's wasting his time playing dodgeball. He could probably get an NBA contract at that size. But he's coming. He's on the near sideline.
Oh
no!
Oh, a direct challenge to Zach Newton.
I do not fear him. And he didn't text me yesterday, so we didn't do the drunken podcast. And so I was very sad. Jack Young, infamously known as the first caller on the Average Joe's podcast to earn a bleeping with his dropping a fuck word after fuck word.
Big attack from Western. Oh!
And Jared Silverthorne goes down. Jared Silverthorne and... yours truly here dominated beer pong at some random party we went to at the rugby player's house apartment last night. It was a sight to behold.
Jag attack down.
Young is down. Oh!
An amazing 1-2. I don't know if, obviously, the listeners did, but what happened was he had made the catch, and then while still coming down from that catch, a throw was made.
Kyle Dahl with a flawless play.
Beautiful play there.
But there's a catch, and Vagim Bagoli, the Goliath of dodgeball, if you will, is now back in for the Blue Demons, but he
and
goes
right
down.
He's got a bit of his lime green shoes, man.
Yeah, the lime green shoes give him amazing speed, but don't really allow him to run that fast. It could also be that he's a huge dude.
That doesn't make any sense.
Exactly.
Death up on the line. Oh, Death with a good pump fake there. Death with a throw. Oh.
Death tosses, but comes up just a bit outside.
Now, most people don't know this. Death actually does not drink, does not smoke. Very good kid.
Yeah, Death is a great guy, just a really quality individual. Takes his girlfriend to Pound Town on the regular, but that's okay because it's not promiscuous. Back to live action. So Western has really got DePaul cornered here. Like a scared teenage girl in a dark movie theater, DePaul is on the ropes. Tyler Johnson moves up and throws for the Hilltoppers. That's some chin music, but it's
Kyle Dahl looking very introspective.
Kyle Dahl really considering his life before he throws his dodgeball.
Yes!
Tyler Jury gets a kill, but goes down as well. Great play. Andrew Swanson
hits the guy that's going out of bounds.
DePaul not paying enough attention to see the game is still continuing.
Yeah, it's hard to stay that alert during a game of dodgeball when you're playing dodgeball. All right.
Whoa, so close.
Death throwing for the face.
Death is trying to... He's trying to hurt somebody. That's what's happening here.
Here's, if you're going to be the Hilltoppers here and you're going to have this 5-1 advantage, you can't ask for a much better one.
And that's it. First point to the Tops. Famine, you get out there and you do your thing.
Western takes the first point. Let's see if we get all four horsemen on the floor on this point. I expect an appearance from War here on this one. Yeah, War is on the court. Raccoon Boy sidekick to a trash-eating homeless man. He is on the court as well. And actually, if you look at the ball he's holding,
I gotta see this.
It's covered in his face.
Tell him I'm going to the field.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Heichelbeck. Alex Heichelbeck is going out to have a look at that kickball covered in Adam's face. Now he's, well, Fat is running around. We're going to actually stop this game for a photo op so you can get twice the Adam in one photo. And some of the Central Michigan players apparently getting grounded by their dad. And they are going to have to mow the yard 3 times this week, Alex.
Yeah, you hate to see that. Just some kids having a good time and dad comes along. You know what I think it is? It's the bourbon. As soon as he gets into that bottle, there's just no getting
him out.
Yeah,
he gets home from his work at the construction site and just starts pounding down the old Jim Beam, and there's really nothing you can do about that.
Central Michigan's dad is a country music song brought to life, and we're back, the game.
Back to live action. So off the opening rush, it looks like the Hilltoppers take 6 balls to DePaul's 4. And Jack Young calling for his team to push.
I count five, actually.
Five? I don't count. I drink. Can't count right now. Still too drunk. Jack Young moves the throw. He's got a slew of Blue Demons. Kyle Dahl gets a kill for the Tops. He's playing really effective dodgeball this morning. Meanwhile, just on court two, another game that nobody cares about because this is still college dodgeball. Back to live action. Nick Nam in advance. Oh, there's a throwing group.
Oh, into the crowd.
Fans, you got to keep your heads on a swivel when you're spectating at a vicious cockfight.
Sometimes
like
if you're a fan
at
a dodgeball game, you got to take one on the tip of the dick. You're going to get hit.
Take one on the tip of the dick indeed, Alex.
Oh! Felix up there with... Oh.
Nick Nyman throws low, does not connect for the Toppers.
The Toppers not with a promising start.
Kyle Dahl with a ninja throw into the crowd. He just does not care about these folks over here.
Narrowly missing Zygmunster for DePaul. Weird Al Yankovic's kid here on the left side.
The Game Bagoli steps in the throw. Watch that. You gotta watch out for the crowd.
Oh, and those lime green laces just really aren't working for him. I blame the drag.
Hilltoppers with looks like 10 toppers on the floor to DePaul's. What looks like
all but two?
All but three? 13. 13 Blue Demons still on the court, and they have the ball advantage and the man advantage.
But see, I've found this generally tends to happen to Western. They'll play a pretty solid first game and then get kind of cocky in the second game. Just never seems to go in their favor.
But they got a kill there.
Adam Martin on the sideline, the raccoon paint, really not helping his genitals right now.
It's not really helping his face either, Alex.
Oh,
he is not an attractive man.
He is not. He is ugly. Ugly as sin.
You know, it's a miracle that he hasn't killed himself or gone gay at this point, because I don't think women talk to him at all. You know, he is just... So DePaul moving up. I think the most ironic thing you could see in a game of dodgeball could happen here. Kyle Dahl, the inventor of the big Southern awesome, you know, the man who brought the awesome throw to Bowling Green, Kentucky, a Bowling Green that's actually worth a fuck as far as I'm concerned.
Indeed.
And Kyle Dahl, I guess the Southern innovator of the awesome.
Felix, not paying a damn lick of attention, takes one off the left hip.
Takes one there.
Felix!
So, a couple more Western players go down. DePaul has a decisive advantage here, up 12-7. Western still has some big arms on the floor. They've got to mount some offense here. Jared Silverthorne gets a kill.
Now, I'm going to blame
Paul. Oh, that's a mistake.
That's amazing that kill by Nick
Nunn. That was a mistake, folks. You did not pump fake at the Colorado Buffalo, because he is not afraid of your bullshit tactics.
No, the Colorado Buffalo is immune to pump fakes.
You had better hit him in the fucking face with that imaginary ball if you're going to cause that to affect him. And since you can't, because it's an imaginary ball, you should probably just not do it.
No.
He just does not care about you at all. That's a kill for Tyler Johnson.
Oh, keep your foot in.
Hey, catch.
Luke Gillum comes in, pounds one.
Luke Gillum pulling a Samson here, focusing all of his power into that mohawk.
Where's Luke Gillum with a mohawk?
What? Did I say Luke Gillum?
Yeah.
I said number 11.
Oh.
I meant number 11.
Jared Silverthorne.
Jared Silverthorne. There we go.
What a stealth throw by Jared Silverthorne, whipping that sidearm release around.
I don't know
Nyman
if you noticed,
Martin.
But the coonskin cap has entered the field again.
Adam Martin is a fearless blocker because he's so dumb. And he just does not fear death. Oh. Wow, what a crafty dodge.
Missed him by the teeth of the raccoon on his head. It was close.
The raccoon's teeth indeed, Alex.
Yeah, he's got it cocked to the side.
Yeah, that is a hood raccoon. A hood raccoon, folks. You've heard it here first. So Bill Banks needs to sit his fat ass down so I can see this game so I can call it. Colby, you can stay standing because you're slim. Colby, if you could please take a seat as well, I'd appreciate it. I love you. Back to live action.
Oh,
Nick Nyman.
No, that's no good. Due to one of the rules discussed at last night's captain's meeting, if a catch is made and a ball is blocked against one's body with another ball, it's a dead ball. That rule actually just instigated last night.
That is an acceptable rule. I'm a fan.
And basically, one of the things we covered, just to get on some actual business for a second, one of the things we covered at the meeting last night is how important ref discretion is at these games. Anyone that's watched some college dodgeball knows that a lot of times it's a fast game. You got 10 balls on the court, up to 30 guys. A lot of stuff can go wrong. It's not like football where there's one ball.
Yeah. Nick Nyman still making a great play, though. Oh, this looks like, it looked like a leopard point for DePaul, but really I think that kid just kind of smells funny, and so they were staying away from him as much as possible. Nagin Bagoli nodding in agreement from the DePaul bench. Jared Silverthorne, throws a chest pass, comes up a little short. We are at 12:40 in this one. Western is up.
Jack Attack taking it.
Jack Young, the monster of a man for DePaul, goes down.
A quick pushback from Western, something that, well, started like a quick pushback, but it's actually something we're generally pretty terrible at.
Yeah, Western really just kind of, they push up to stand around. It's a tactic that Raymer has called aggressive laziness. It's like, we are not going to do anything, but we're going to...
But we're going to do that really hard.
We're going to be fucking edgy about it. Aggressive laziness, folks. Probably one of the future, the many futures of dodgeball.
Western looking like they're going back to the tactic they used in their second two games yesterday of remaining, for the most part, on a defensive stand.
Adam Martin makes a throw out of character a little for him.
What is that hat? I'm confused.
That is a Waffle House Navy hat.
Oh, a Waffle House Navy hat. I'm liking it.
You know where he ate this morning? Or
what did
where
you have?
Went?
Did you have the All-American? All-American, buttermilk pancake, waffle.
Alex, you know one of two things. You know where he ate breakfast this morning, or you know where he wound up when he was hammered last night. There are really only two ways you go to Waffle
Either way,
House.
He's got, in addition to the E. coli he probably got from the food, he has another physical memento that he can carry around with him.
Unless you're just that white trash.
Yep. Western for a while looked like they were kind of trailing for this one, but they've definitely picked
it up
in the last few
minutes.
Hold it. Group throw, guys. Group throw.
One thing that I believe the Toppers have done an incredibly good job of for this tournament is making sure we've got blockers in with our throwers.
Yeah.
One of the big hindrances for the Toppers this tournament was the fact that Western's two biggest arms couldn't make it.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate.
Which makes it all the more impressive that they've done as well as they have, but with us having two less of our arms, the arms we do have here become all the more important, meaning that blockers really have to stay on point with their job.
J.D. Gillum doing a great job yesterday for the Toppers. Nearly gets another kill. And Andrew Swanson, Samsonite.
I was way off.
Yeah, we were way off at first there. Andrew Samsonite makes the catch.
One thing you have to know about Swanee right now is Swanee, his fingertips on his throwing hand have virtually disappeared. After yesterday, there were a couple of games where he literally spent 2 or 3 minutes by himself on the court. The raccoon! The raccoon!
Oh, no!
He's lost the hat! But it's back up.
So Western takes another point. They go up 2-0 with just inside of 10 minutes left in this one.
Maybe a shout-out to the sponsors?
Yeah, we'd like to thank some of our sponsors. As always, the Average Joe's podcast is brought to you by the Topper Taxi, the only way to get home when you're smash-faced. You got another one?
Jiffy Lube's usually in there, right?
Oh, yeah. Today's live podcast also brought to you by Jiffy Lube. That's Jiffy Lube, the well-oiled machine. Today's Headshot of the Week award is brought to you by Pep Boys. That's Pep Boys. Cars like us.
People love us.
And we're back, folks.
We never left.
Yeah, well, you know.
It's like, we got here, Michigan State here?
Yeah, so Michigan.
A bit of a showing for this game.
Michigan State, making an appearance in the crowd today for the Western DePaul game. A little bit of a mystery.
Here we go, starting in on our third point.
Daniel Williams, Pestilence on the sideline. Three of the four horsemen are, however, in on the play.
Pestilence.
Pestilence is taking a seat, whereas Death comes up and just has a stare down.
Oh, Bagoli right up on the line with three pump fakes in a row. Oh, four pump fakes. Oh, and a real throw to no avail, and he's gone.
And Bill Banks, Death, the black horse, Death and his pale horse and his red rubber ball.
Oh, good one.
Hey, Tyler, screw you for giving me that beer sickle. Back to live action. Folks, for those of you who can't join us today, I'm wearing a Swagger hat and a Power Rangers t-shirt.
I've got a full 10 beers for the ride home.
Yes, you do. Shame you're not spending it in a cool car.
Wait, no, I don't have 10 beers. I've got 9 beers.
Yeah, but shame you're not spending it in a cool car.
Yeah, I'd love to spend in that cool car. One, if it weren't for the fact I'm sure all of y'all are going to have terrible gas. Two, I don't want to die on the ride home. And
dude,
three, that car is like a matchbox. I cannot.
You are correct. I've got beer farts like a son of a bitch.
Oh, no. I would like to point out, everyone, that our sleeping arrangements for this weekend at the beautiful, beautiful Days in a Bowling Green constituted the two fattest men on Western's team in one bed. One of DePaul players, Kay Hill, taking a hit from his own teammate, a very bold tactic. Let's see if it pays off.
We'll see how that one plays out, Alex. Anyway, back to the Days in Bowling Green.
What do you want me to say?
Just go for it.
How
are you doing? How are you? First, state your name.
This is number 8, Andrew Swanson.
Andrew Swanson.
And right now my arm feels like I don't have it. But
despite that, you're still having some amazing throws out.
Yeah, I don't know how. But past 2 points, we've worked well as a team, executing what we planned on doing, and we're taking care of business right now.
In your opinion, what is the number one thing Western needs to focus on for next season?
Focus on for next season, catching. For sure. Catching is what we need to improve on. That's for sure.
Excellent. Always good to hear from you, sir.
We're back in the Average Joe's. Fuck it, I don't care where we are. We're still in Bowling Green, Ohio, and that's enough to piss me off. How you feel about that?
I didn't think sadness had a smell until we got here.
Yeah, actually, that's just sewage.
Well,
yeah, this is the worst place I've ever been in my life.
Little known fact, Bowling Green. Oh, no.
Oh! Team Adam Martin.
Some of DePaul's team really sticking it to Western because of their general clumsiness.
Well, hey, in Adam's defense, He pounded some beers last night.
And some Dr. Pepper this morning.
And some Dr. Pepper.
Who is that guy?
Let's go!
The good singer for My Morning Jacket. The guy just went out. White Fro.
Oh, yeah. Yim Yams.
Adam Martin getting in touch with his spirit animal, it looks like. Very feral movements out there on the court.
Adam Martin.
Adam Martin! Be the raccoon! Be the raccoon! Yes! He's currently running. He's off the court, digging through garbage cans. It's a beautiful sight, ladies
and gentlemen. It's fantastic, ladies and gentlemen. It's a truly American display. Just burrowing through trash can after trash can, looking for some steak fat or maybe an under-eaten chicken leg. So I'm going to be honest with you folks, and I'm a little pissed off about the lack of the green room situation. Neither me nor Sam Hiller got our hookers. the whale skeleton was in pieces when it got here, and the bear was dead.
The bear was dead, but in their defense, it was still in the cage.
Yeah.
The problem is they forgot to poke holes in the crate that the cage was in. Wow, an incredible catch on an underhanded throw from Kyle Dahl.
Kyle Dahl trying to use that submarine delivery to no avail.
Oh, and a perfect block.
Josh Wiseman could be one of the best all-around players for the Hilltoppers, but he's boring and not that good in bed.
Team catch
prevents Jack Young from getting a kill and brings a Hilltopper
Western
back
with on. The entire bench back up.
The entire complement of Hilltoppers is on the floor, and DePaul is, you can say that they're all about to dookie a shooter in sheer terror. But the Blue Demons cannot show weakness or Western will hand them their ass.
I have to say, one of the things I've kind of been wanting to see and haven't really seen much evidence for is DePaul's usual antics on the court.
Yeah, I've not seen any of DePaul's typical shenanigans.
Come on, keep pushing. Stay at half court.
It might be something they wait till later in the game for. I know, if we go the whole game without some kind of...
I also haven't seen Kyle Dahl attempt an awesome yet this game, at least not a good one.
And Kyle Dahl not even trying to do the awesome yet this game.
You know, and it's going to be really ironic.
And then laughing like I'm telling some kind of goddamn joke.
He did. His first throw was awesome.
Nice. Oh, Neuer with a double out. That means when he comes back into the game, he's automatically out again.
That's actually not what that means at all, Alex. It just means he got hit with two balls.
Sorry.
Kind of like your mother.
Oh.
Kyle Dahl, get a ball.
Western Kentucky University with the lamest group throw I've ever seen.
That was a group.
What should have been a group throw turning into a couple's throw, almost like a night at the skating rink.
What should have been a group? That was to group throws what Striper is to heavy metal.
Finally, a reference I
understand. Oh! Hey. Oh, look out!
Hey, you gotta see how well that works.
I'm gonna go ahead and suggest just a change of shoelaces, maybe.
It's so terrifying.
He's really putting a lot of his.
Don't have any, Bill.
Don't have any what?
Nice, Tom.
Tom Schatzinger, the sideline assassin, the Asian sensation.
Also known as War.
Yeah, War.
Bill Banks, quick block and pushing right up on the offensive.
Throw it in.
Bill Banks, most well known for his close resemblance of one of the very powerful Maori warriors.
Yeah, he's got this big, like, inch and a half cages that will just scare the cat piss out of you.
And a bamboo piercing in the side of his dick.
We are inside. That's disgusting. We are inside 3 minutes in this one. Kyle, awesome.
Awesome.
Go! Throw at him! Yes!
And that's another point for Western. Score with... Somebody stop the clock! Dumbasses. Oh, yeah. There was 2:30? All right, so he just goes to the next half. So that's going to be halftime here at the Perry Fieldhouse, wherever the fuck we are in Northern Ohio. Not like I couldn't give a good goddamn about this place. This is Zach Newton.
This is Alex Heigelbeck.
Yeah, fuck this podcast. Still the average Joe's, but still fuck it.
Here we are at halftime on the DePaul-Western Kentucky game with Jack Attack, captain of DePaul. How are you today, sir?
I'm not doing well right now, but...
How were you last night?
Really? Can I say this on air? No,
sure.
I probably can't. I was doing illegal things on air last night. Not on air. I wasn't on air last night.
Did you have a good time?
I had a wonderful time. I watched the movie Shooter, and it was like, I did not expect it to be as intense as it was, and it kind of like floored
it was on,
me.
What was it, TNT last
I
night?
I think so, yeah.
I was watching it too.
Oh, yeah. Man.
And Alex then, sat in a room alone and drank by himself last night.
Watched Shooter.
Story of my life.
Mark Wahlberg.
I actually watched Shooter and then followed that up with the history of deep fried foods.
Meanwhile, we went to a party at the rugby apartment, at this guy's apartment, the Tom. And there are a bunch of sluts there, and I swear to God, I saw more vagina in one evening than I've ever seen in my life.
Women in Ohio do not know how to sit with skirts on.
Yeah, see-through underwear or none at all, and they're just flailing wide open.
It's like that movie, what was it, Basic Instinct?
Basic Instinct.
I'm Sharon Stone, and this is my pussy.
Well, we didn't come over for the Ohio cookie. We came here for dodgeball.
I disagree.
That was a good transition.
I couldn't give a fuck about dodgeball. I'm here for vagina. I'm here for the cooker.
What are you here for, Jack?
Okay. Actually, speaking of Cookie, you know that for some reason we were talking about Italian food the other night and how we thought that it's stupid to buy spaghetti because you can just eat spaghetti at your own house. And we talked about how good gnocchi was, and we started saying, I do it all for the gnocchi. So that's become a bit of a...
I did it all for the gnocchi.
I did it all for the gnocchi. Come on, the gnocchi. So,
do we expect any traditional DePaul shenanigans?
I think we are going to have a little number coming up here at the half.
Okay, because so far we were really hoping to see some of your all's classic games. Yeah. I have not been present for a DePaul game. I mean, until now.
You got this one dip ass from Western dressed up like a raccoon just looking dumb.
Yeah, and he got reamed in the head at the beginning.
Yeah, did you see the ball?
The ball had like paint on it.
Okay, because you're missing letters. Yeah. Famine totally ruining his makeup. Now it looks like Fanny on the court.
Fame. I think it looks like Fame. But
a little bit. You're reaching.
Am I reaching?
Yeah.
Well, you could turn it into Fame quite easily.
You could, but we're not going to.
We're not going to do that.
So, what are we going to expect out of the second half? Any halftime adjustments?
Well, yeah, we're going to adjust because we're not playing well right now. But, I mean,
I can't fix it.
We're all tired as hell. And,
yeah.
You know,
have to work.
We're here to have a fucking good time. We're having a good time. We're taking it a little more intense than we usually do, but you know, it is what it is.
Well, you know, you got your first win yesterday. How'd you
feel like that was wonderful, and we really should have beaten Ohio State, to be honest with you. We just got lackadaisical after that first point. So, I believe,
and I don't know which game it was on that court there, I believe I saw a timeout called some fellatio performed.
Fellatio performed
on the one player remaining on the court, and the timeout ceased there.
Was it us?
Yes, yeah. It was you.
Oh, well.
There was one player left on the court.
I don't remember that.
Came off the bench, sucked his dick, and then came back off the court.
I snorted a line before that, so that might be why I don't remember it. So
that'll do.
That'll do.
Jack Young, everybody, captain of DePaul University.
A pleasure, sir.
Always a fantastic interview. So let's recap the game here. Western just beating the dog shit out of DePaul right now.
It's
They've pretty much been in control the whole game.
But, I mean, it's like I said before, the problem here is they're putting too much of their hopes on those shoelaces. You can't put your entire game, your entire team's, you know, your chance of winning the game on one man's shoelaces.
Yeah.
No pair of shoelaces can put up with that much pressure.
Yeah, no, shoelaces just cannot take that kind of strain. You've got to spread it out on your whole team, not just Vagin Bagoli's shoelaces.
Yeah, I mean, Bagoli is really trying hard, but maybe they should, if they had a couple more pairs of shoelaces to spread them around, or maybe someone with bigger shoes where they've got some more laces on there.
Yeah, he's right now, a big guy, but his feet are really not that big.
And we all know what that means.
Socks aren't that big.
Indeed.
We'll be right back for the second half of this one. It's currently Western 3, DePaul nothing.
Skadoosh.
Meow. Average Joe's podcast. Fuck it. All right, sports fans, we're back just in time. The second half of this one, 27 and a half minutes on the clock.
Jack Attack apparently promising some kind of happening during this second half. Oh, Jake Ryle taking one of the kisser, looking like a total douche.
The four horsemen of the apocalypse ride out together through the desert questing for strippers and cocaine. So all four horsemen finally on the court. Oh,
no dice on that.
Yeah, do not make the mistake of chasing that one, or you will suffer the consequences. And the consequences are Nick Nyman fucking your shit with a kickball.
This guy knows. That guy knows. Who is that guy? Someone from Grand Valley.
Team Kent.
Oh,
God! Nearly takes one right on the tip of the dick. Josh Wiseman goes down.
Is everything still where it should be? Everything's still
Josh Raymer joining us in the booth, although he's probably going to be really disappointed.
Whoa, one weight up there. Oh, one member of Captain and Tennille coming off the court.
Oh, sad day. So Warren Pestilence and Eric Redden up on the near sideline here.
Eric Redden with a very aggressive blocking stance. Ooh, and a quick block by Nick.
Jake Ryle famine at center court.
By himself.
No. J.D. Gillum comes up to block. So the DePaul madness we're eagerly awaiting here, but nothing brewing.
we might be in a situation here, because like Jack Attack said during the interview there, he feels like yesterday, I believe the word he used was they got a little lackadaisical.
Yeah.
And I know Jack Attack is very serious about dodgeball. He does want it to succeed. He wants it to be fun. Yeah. But he's also very serious about it not being too serious.
Yeah.
And so maybe this is them not wanting to, you know, come here and make it seem like they're just thinking the whole thing as a joke. Very good block by Eric Redden. Oh, but called out anyway.
They're
going to
call out. Apparently it hit on the top of the arm there. Nothing really.
Kind of like what we were saying
it.
Earlier, though. What the refs say is what you got to go with.
Yeah, some teams, I guess, will struggle with that a little bit, but, you know.
They had to do some terrible things because refs are playing this game.
Yeah.
Thank you, Adam Martin.
Adam Martin apparently making a sodomy joke.
Adam Martin has been sodomized by a referee. Dear wow. Sweet cookie.
Nick Nyman almost punching a hole in the net.
Catch it.
And a team catch. Nick Nyman bobbling it just long enough for another topper to get into position.
Tyler Drury with some crap. Tyler Drury some artful dodging. Tom makes a catch. Tommy Schatz.
Tom the Schatz singer.
Tom shut shot singer.
What was it we had yesterday? Tom. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Shot singer. Skadoosh. Famine threatening to make Jack Young pay, despite the fact that I'm pretty sure Jack Young eats pieces of shit like Famine for breakfast.
Yes, I mean that. Jack Young eats pieces of shit for breakfast.
No, it's actually in the rules now. After what we voted on last night, you have to go in on the baseline or you're done.
What?
We voted on a bunch of rule changes at the captain's meeting last night. We'll go over them at the next practice, but like, if someone makes a catch, if you don't go around and coming off the baseline, then you're out. It's like, if you go just right down on the side, you're out. A lot of changes for next
Jake
season.
Jake Rowell with some excellent dodging, and Tyler Drury goes down.
Tyler Drury, another very consistent player.
So, a compliment of Hilltoppers versus not nearly as many Blue Demons. Pestilence with a beard and some war paint. He's up on the near sideline with Josh the Dark Wizard Wiseman. They're moving. Nick Nyman throws a break the shot clock. Daniel Williams hurls
one.
That's a kill for Pestilence. Disease and death strike again. Pestilence. Today's form of Pestilence is fatal strain of gonorrhea.
Luke Gillum taking one to the solar plexus. You know, where did it hit him? I wasn't really paying attention.
Nah,
solar
plexus was a good guess.
I'm going to go sternum instead. Shot to the sternum.
To the stadium. Jack Young in the back line. Also back there, Brian Simpson, Vagim Bagoli on the near sideline. Ninja throw by Stevens.
Oh, Bagoli with a catch. Bagoli with a dodge. Bagoli with a kill. And Bagoli's out.
And so Holtzman comes
Demon's
back on
very
the blue
excited. Oh! Nick Nyman right to the kisser.
Jack Young just domed him viciously.
The Blue Demons with a very quick turnaround.
Western is on the ropes now.
Jack Attack smells blood. If you watch him right now, Jack Attack is heated.
Let's go, boys. Roll together. Go together, guys. You all right? Let's go.
Topper's now down to only five people, meaning their shot clock is now only 10 seconds.
The baby shark is a bloodthirsty motherfucker right now, Alex. There's nothing we can do about it.
Oh!
But a good kill by War. Tom Schatzinger, the horseman on the pale horse with his red rubber ball, strikes fear into the hearts of his enemies once again.
It's like the Blue Demons with six, Topper's with, I believe, five.
That one sails on Zigmister.
Jack Attack with fire in his eyes.
Brian Simpson goes down. Daniel Williams, excellent catch.
Single-handedly taking one person down, a three-player swing right there.
Daniel Williams.
DePaul losing two, and Western bringing one back in, putting it now at DePaul with four players on the court.
So Eric Redden back in for the Toppers. Tom Schatzinger throw sails high, And wow.
Whoa, Eric Redden jumping in to make the block, but not necessary.
Split the Hilltoppers right in two. Silverthorne's throw sails high, but the Blue Demon can't make the play on it. And we're down to three demons now. Four demons, excuse me. This one's swinging back and forth.
We're being told by someone on the line four demons is enough, but I'm worried about the short Kevin Federline-looking fellow over there.
Beautiful really play by Swanson. Swanson with some crafty dodging after a short-range kill.
And a catch by the Blue Demons, putting Pestilence out of the game.
Knuckle block!
Silverthorne makes a catch. And Tyler Jury's back in. This is some of the most exciting dodgeball I've ever fucking seen, folks. Tyler Jury, I believe,
Tyler
makes
Jury,
that
an
kill.
Amazing kill there. Oh,
Eric
Redd not paying attention. Hey, give the boy a break. He's doing it.
There's
summoning the gods of Waffle House. Oh, and it works! Topper's taken so. This is what we wanted to see from DePaul.
So,
we got
one.
Ourselves a good old-fashioned two guys on two guys here. And there's some dodgeball going on, too. Yeah. Wow. If only we could get these four guys a cup or something.
Or maybe show them out of finger paint.
Gross.
You ever seen one guy, one jar? It's horrible.
No, we're not going to talk about these things.
Okay. Is that also on the list we can't talk about? I know one other thing that's on that list. And her boyfriend's standing right next to me. He's in the zone right now.
He's in the zone. It's not happening.
But we can't talk about her anymore. Actually, I never really talked about her. I feel like I was just trying to use that as a beat.
Oh, he lost his hat.
Andrew Swanson playing
Swanson
pivotal
just
dodgeball.
Really doing, it's unbelievable how he's played this weekend. If he doesn't get the MVP, I don't know who did.
Yeah, he's playing unbelievable dodgeball right now. Just fucking bitches and getting money left and right.
It's a lot of Gatorade, I know.
It is a lot of Gatorade. It amazes me, though, even more that you swallowed at least that much semen last night.
I don't remember that.
You wouldn't.
I wouldn't. DePaul really focusing on the Waffle House aspect of their game.
Yeah, the eating waffles and hash browns. Dude, have you ever had the covered in chunked hash browns? They're fat.
What?
The covered in chunked hash browns.
Why did I answer to fat? Damn it.
Because that means I win.
It's gotten to the point where it's just easier to accept it than fight it.
Yep.
All right, what do we got? 18 minutes left.
For Braveheart point on court two.
Oh! I don't know what just happened, but I love it!
Oh, they're going again.
What is this?
It's Braveheart dodgeball,
folks. Full court dodgeball?
There's no boundary dodgeball over there, man.
This is awesome!
A fucking madhouse has erupted on court two. What in the shit is happening?
An alarm's going off. It turns out this isn't spontaneous. There's actually a gas leak over here. All of them are just about to die, but this is their last. These are just death convulsions is what this is.
Oh, I see. Abe Vigoli challenges Adam Martin and Nick Nyman.
And it
probably
sounds
not
like someone over on Western side has farted, and the smell's really throwing them off.
Tyler Johnson
making a beef on the Western side. Kyle Dahl looking like he's about to vomit.
Kyle, throw a fucking awesome, you pussy. Kyle, you horse vagina, throw an awesome.
This is gonna be heavily edited. Oh, nicked on the side.
Guy just walking off the court.
Let me have his jersey, coach. I'll go in.
What happened?
I want to play a point. I killed Ben. I don't know what more you want out of me.
Hey.
The Louisville game, I killed Ben. I get him out.
You can play for me for the next game.
Can I really?
Yes.
I'm playing for Alex.
Because you've got all the requirements, so
you gotta give me the jersey and the shorts. I'll give you a pair of jeans. Dude, you got clothes.
I'll put pants on.
I'm playing in the next game.
Jazzy. Right. He's gonna play for me.
Alex. Why? Alex doesn't want to play. I'm as good as Alex is. How do you feel?
Maybe he'll get hit in the face.
Yeah. Isn't that what you want? Yeah, it is. I'm doing it. It's gonna happen.
You don't even care.
No, I do.
Ooh, Tom with a dodge. Ooh, Bill with a dodge.
Grand Valley State players out.
Oh man.
Well, Raber's being a dickbag and won't let me play in the next game.
Well,
surprise, surprise.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah. Burr, burr, burr. Leave it to Raber to not let me have any fun.
Oh!
Malcolm Lunsford with great dodgeball.
That's Colby Osborne in no man's land.
Kyle Dahl looking like he's going rogue. Kind of running back and forth.
Ooh, Tom with a very quick dodge.
Nick Nyman threw at his legs, but this referee not paying attention.
Yeah.
That was
got across the line.
I'm gonna say that was a legit throw based on the fact that they were doing that shit yesterday. They were very good. When they played us, they were throwing like that. It's reset the shot clock.
Oh.
So that was a legit throw. You know, folks, I'm going to go ahead and tell you the one-foot-in rule doesn't make a lot of sense because if you got one foot in, you got one foot out. And in most sports, that means you're fucking out of bounds.
Ooh, a catch and then Nick Nyman. Doesn't look like Nick Nyman's throwing a grippy anymore. It seems like he's just doing some palm throws.
Yeah, but he's throwing it so hard.
Oh, Luke Gillum out on a catch. Tyler Johnson also taken out on a catch. Felix up by himself.
Jared Silver throwing a great heads-up play.
Catch made! A very acrobatic play.
The goalie getting upset for getting hit while still standing on the court. Not really sure what the problem was there.
Yeah, I mean, I like Vigimi. He's a nice guy, but I mean, he was still on the court. Bill was throwing at his team, didn't know nothing.
And on top of that, mean mugging towards Western's side. Yeah, not a good idea.
Well, you got to love Bill. He's a little dumb, a little slow on the uptake. Nothing you can do about it.
Actually, I'd like to think that he did it out of spite just because that would make it even better.
Yeah, well, whatever. I really want to play the next. I really want to play the next game, and Ramers being mean. I don't know why he won't let me play.
Maybe once you're wearing my jersey and my pants, you won't even be able to tell the difference.
Let's go.
Maybe if you just change jersey and pants, they just won't notice.
I don't know. I don't know why he won't let me. I mean,
it'd be okay.
Well, I mean,
we'll be right back after a short break on the Average Joe's podcast.